All right, so good day, everybody, and welcome to our NE, Nutritional Endocrinology Practice Accelerator Mastermind call. This is a call where I can support you in doing whatever you want to get supported in. And I usually like to start this with doing a round robin of successes. What's one success? Is there some goal you set that you made or some project you're working on? So what's that success? And then we can move on from successes into where you need your support. All right. So who wants to start?
Kind of feel like we just did this on Saturday.
I know.
So I'll go with the one
we did. So how much have you done? That's right. We had our big.
I'm working on the getting.
Yeah. So soon.
Software to do the landing page. So I've been looking at that. I think I'm going to go with Thrive. So.
You're going to go with Thrive. You looked at that. Okay, cool.
That seems
to yay. Be- Click okay. Action.
And what I'm unclear on, is it due tomorrow or next Friday?
Oh, man, this is delegated.
I mean, I don't care.
Well, we said this week, so.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Well, you were going to pick it. You weren't going to actually have, you can have the text done for it, right? It was okay. Like you had the whole technical piece already.
Oh,
done.
Okay.
What do you tell me? Can you get it done by tomorrow? Can you push yourself?
The writing? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to get it set up. Well, okay. Man, my internet is unstable.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, the writing of it. Laying it out. This is what I'm going to do. The technical part may take you a little bit if you've never done it before.
I was thinking we had to have the technical part by tomorrow. Okay, I'm good. Yeah, that's not a problem. Oh, man.
They're not saying no way. Internet? Oh, damn it.
You keep freezing up.
So, Annette, yesterday one of my technicians shared with me that her daughter is 13 and she has type 1 diabetes. And they just put her on the technology where now they can see everything on the phone. So I told her I'll put her in contact with you. So...
That would be great.
You know, she has the support that she needs. And She was very excited about it because now she can see where the blood sugar is. So that's great.
Yeah. It is fantastic.
It was just like day two for her. So I guess that she didn't have enough beeping going on.
Hopefully she doesn't have much beeping.
Hopefully. Yeah. But what she said is that she put it where... Like, the range was pretty wide. I mean, it was 150 to, I think the lower was 90 some. It was pretty, and I was like, well, that's not all that good.
Actually, for a diabetic, that's not, because normally you see the high set at like 200.
Okay. All right.
So the fact that, my question would be, did those numbers, are those numbers they set, or is that what their endo told them to set? Because a lot of the endos now are telling people, go to bed high, it's fine, because you don't want to have a low. So a lot of people's goal is to put their kid to bed at 180.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the fact that 90 to 150, it's like, wow. They can actually go lower on the moment.
Peaked in terms of when it's going to beep. So if she goes below that versus and above that, that's when they're going to get beat.
And they can set, she's probably using the Share app if it's Dexcom, on mom's phone. Like I can set when I get notified.
Okay.
So like she has to be high 30 minutes before I get notified. It can be an hour. It can be 2 hours. I think I can do it right away and at like 15 minutes. When she goes low, just low, I get a 30-minute notice after 30 minutes, same with no data, and her real low, low, I think I have that set to like immediate.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's 13, it's probably not that big of a deal, but my daughter also has hers linked to, it's SugarMate, I believe. So when my daughter hits her low, low of 55, Dexcom says, hey, she's low. SugarMate sends me a text that says, hey, she's low, and here's a Google map of where she's at. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I know pretty much, is she at work? Is she driving? Is she home? So I'm really liking that. Kind of stalky, creepy, but it's very reassuring.
Oh, yeah, but if she's in trouble, you can go rescue her.
So, right. Yeah, so I've liked that one.
Wow.
But yeah, I'd be happy to talk to her. I'm sorry that they're here.
I know. I think she was a diabetic since she was 5. So now she just got the technology. And it sounds like the whole family's messed up. Like her sister's like...
Hi, Allison.
Undiagnosed, but she is like 5 foot tall, 300 pounds. The baby was born like 12 pounds, you know, so it sounds like, and then her daughter is also like age 12 and she's like 300 pounds. So I'm sure there's some sugar issue there, but that side of the family is not diagnosed. Her daughter is, but.
And what's her name?
And this, I don't know the daughter's name, but the technician, the mom's name. Is Karen.
Okay.
And Karen is tiny and slim, and I saw a picture of the daughter. The daughter is also slim. So she's...
Well, it's my daughter's slim. So, you know, it's autoimmune. For those of you just joining us, Dr. Rita Marie is having tech issues. So I don't know.
Thanks. This is Jane on the phone.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Jane.
So Dr. Rita Marie was here, and then she left.
Okay, I think I finally got back.
Yeah, you're back.
I'm on my iPad. My internet's down, so I'm on my iPad. Hopefully I don't run out of minutes.
Oops.
Oh, man. And if I do, I'll switch to my phone. But it took a while to get it started. So sorry. Where am I? I don't even know how to do this. I've not really used it on the iPad, so I'm not sure how to find the... Ah, there, the connections are at the top. There we go. All right. So, you were saying, the last I heard clearly before you garbled out and lost was, let's see, you had gotten the Thrive theme, and you were asking, was your... did you commit to this Friday or next Friday? And I said, well, it was this Friday, but it was for having the copy written, not necessarily getting it up and operational. And
right.
I think you had said that. I think what I heard, because it started garbling then, was, yeah, that's good. I can do that.
I can do that. I have not purchased Thrive yet, but I'm definitely leaning that way.
Going to go that way. Okay. Yeah.
It seems to be the most cost effective.
It is, and I've never used their builder, but I've seen demos of it, and it looks decent, and I really like their quiz builder, and it's real easy to use, so I'm assuming that they make it sound like all their stuff is pretty easy to use.
Yeah, I watched the one intro video last night, so.
Okay, yeah, and it's more cost effective because you pay for it once as opposed to ClickFunnels where you pay for it every month.
Right.
Okay. Great. Did anybody join? Well, again, I don't know. Where's this participant? Let's see. Allison joined. Great.
Yeah,
so Allison and Annette. And then
Jane.
And Jane. Okay, cool. Great. As the absence of me for a while was I started out trying on my main laptop, my main desktop, and it didn't work. It said there was no internet. And then I went to my laptop and it seemed to work. And then it crashed me out and said no internet. And then I tried to get on my iPad and it said no internet. And then I had to figure out that I had to enable my cellular data. And so now here I am. So sorry about that. So we were just going through successes, and Annette shared that she had decided on a carrier, Thrive Builder, for her opt-in. So that's good. And how are you doing on your copy with that? Is that moving along?
back to me?
Yeah.
Well, I was focusing on the text, so now I'll go and work on the copy.
The text meaning?
Oh, no, I was working on, I thought that we had to have the technical part tomorrow, so I focused.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So now I'll go back and focus on my verbiage.
Good. Perfect. Yes. Good. That's the harder part. Text's easy, but that's.
Oh, see, I think the opposite. Text harder, the words are easier.
So. Okay. Good. Good, good, good. I'm glad that you think that. Super. All right. So who wants to go next? Let's see if I can change this orientation.
No, it's not anybody. Well, I can go. Well, I haven't done anything. I worked all day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Great.
So today is my first day off.
Oh, well.
I'm going to work on it.
Cool.
So.
Yeah. And what are you going to work on?
So I want to work on, well, I guess I did a little bit. On Sunday, I shared with my husband the conversation we had about the technical part. And so he started already looking on how he can connect whatever program he's using for my website, what works with that program to do the opt-in. So I'm working on the verbiage myself.
Okay. Somebody's got some noise in the background. You hear that? Who's got something in the background? Okay, so we're sharing success. So Allison, success. Yes.
Okay, we can try turning muting mine. I've got a headset on. It's still picking up, watching the television. So,
I see.
So we'll just, my success is I've put together topics for the nurture sequence for a series of emails so far, but it's just the topics, not the actual content. The first one is congratulations, here's what to expect in the download for the freebie. The second is a bit about my relevant story I've got into holistic and my passion about what it is. It's pointers from the freebie, so lifting a couple of things out to bring their attention to in case they haven't looked at it yet. And then you get some case studies relevant to the topic. That's what I got so far.
That's perfect. Yay! You get that laid out and we can help. We can decide where you're going to insert your calls to action. So yay! Congratulations. Who's next? Oh, it only has to be Jane because Jane's the only one left.
Okay, so it's me. Sorry, I'm in a hair salon if it's noisy in the background.
that's what I was hearing. Okay, cool.
I'm multitasking. So I'm in the middle of branding, and I'm out looking for a kind of copyright editor right now. So that's what I'm looking out for right now to help us pull forward a diversity message in with two diverse owners. So
that's
what I'm working on right now. Because we're doing logo. Yeah, we're doing logo and website. We have to have our suite up in 3 weeks. Is our goal. So we really have our branding pretty much, we pretty much have it down. We just need help with messaging. So that's what we're working on right now.
Right. You know, it might help for the thought came, you know, since there are two distinct voices, is for you guys to try to just write something, like each of you write something and then see how you can blend the voices together and then share that with a potential copywriter.
We actually have already done that. We've actually been doing that for the last 2 or 3 weeks, which is what focused in our branding. So we have advisors, and what we're doing is now we're going in for kind of the final thing and putting in our copy, and then we're going to go back and test it again.
Beautiful. Great. Sounds like you're moving right along. We missed you Saturday. It was a fun day. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to any of it, but it was a good, productive day.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to go to a funeral. It was right when you guys had your meeting, so I'm sorry I missed it.
Bummer. Okay. Well, Good. It sounds like you're moving along. So let's move on to everybody sharing. There's four, as far as I can tell. Again, I'm on my iPad and I've never done this on the iPad. So it's okay. Yeah. So it looks like there's just the four of you. So let's just go ahead and take, we'll start with what time is it now? Since we lost some time there. 12:18, we have to 1:30. Yeah, let's just start with 10 to 12 minutes and then we can go from there. And I'll just set a timer so I don't get too far astray. Let me find it. Timer, and I'll set it. I'll set it for 12 minutes and then we'll go from there. All right. So who wants to start getting support and help with what you need?
I'd like to, if possible, because I have to go on the hour.
Okay. All right, go for it. Oops. Yeah, it's either my internet or yours. I'm gonna. Is Allison a little bleepy for everybody, or is it my internet?
Am I bleepy?
It's Allison.
It's Allison. It's you're going in slow motion. Maybe turn off your camera and see if that helps. Sometimes when you have a slow internet connection. You there?
I'll turn off whatever other things I can do.
There you go.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Is it still bleepy?
No.
It's better.
Better, good. Yeah.
I've turned
sometimes
off some of
just the bandwidth well. Can't handle the video.
Yeah. Well, generally speaking, the internet here is better than at home, but there we go.
Wow.
Yeah, at home it's absolutely dreadful. I had to give up. I used to do teleseminars ages ago, years ago, 2009. So, actually, I think I'll just let somebody else go first while I think about it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Who wants to go? Anybody want help with the copy for Annette? Help with the copy for the opt-in, or you feel like you have it?
I was like, okay, Allison's going first. I can write some notes. But yeah, I'm going to have to work on a copy so that, yeah, I definitely need help there since I have to turn it in tomorrow.
All right. So copy. You want to start with a good headline, like a headline that's going to grab their attention. You don't just start with the name of the gift or whatever you're giving them, but what's going to grab their attention? We talked a little bit about the bleeping thing.
The bleeping beeps.
Yeah. Stop the bleeping or whatever. Like, how do we survive the bleeping? Or, you know, their thing is the sleep, right? They don't get sleep. They're worried. They're scared.
I like surviving the bleeping beeping.
Surviving the bleeping beeping. Yeah.
And I've started tracking. I decided for a month I would track our alarms so that I can say, hey, you know, for this 30-day period, this is what happened with us so far.
Yay. So we've
been beeping during the night, and I've recorded three, and two of them were false. So, because I want to be able to say, this is what, you know, we did this.
Yeah.
And look, I'm sleeping.
Right. I'm sleeping. Right. Okay. Yeah. So it's surviving the bleeping. What about a subtext, subhead?
Let's change this. Getting sleep in spite of the Dexcom, because then they'll think I may turn it off. Sleeping in spite of the Dexcom. But I can't narrow it down to Dexcom.
No, I don't think that. I think that narrows it down too much, because it's really not even, it's even if they not slept, you're going to give them some techniques they can use.
Because some of them that don't have the technology set their alarms and get up every 2 hours to check.
To check. Right. Yeah. So how to feel alert and something about the, because it's the worrying, right? And then it's the, they are draining themselves.
Yeah, I was thinking something about caring for yourself.
Yeah, so that, right? How to take care of yourself so that you have the clarity and stamina to be there for your family or your family, your kids.
Yeah, because it's all
something along those lines.
Okay.
And then you want to have this webinar is for, or this gift is for you, or this download my free name of the thing and learn something like that.
Okay.
And then what are they gonna learn, right? What are they gonna get? 3 to 5 bullets is all. Don't overwhelm them with too much. But this is for you if, either before or after the order, do whatever seems to flow better. But this is for you if, right? You're feeling exhausted and drained, staying up late, worrying constantly about your child. You're feeling like you don't have the energy to support the rest of your family, you know? It's no fun anymore. Some of the stuff that you'd written down before, life just doesn't seem fun anymore. We don't take family vacations because, or just some of those pain points, the high pain points that you already identified.
Okay.
Did we come up with a name for it the last time? I think we were talking about the surviving the bleeping, bleeping.
Well, we just came up, last time we did the bleeping, beeping, and then this time we added surviving.
And I would say something that might catch them. What would you call them? They're moms of, mostly moms, but parents of diabetic children. How would you name that? Like if you were to try to give it a name instead of a description.
You mean mom and dad or parents of diabetics?
Yeah, parents of diabetics. I guess it's parents of diabetics.
Yeah, there's really no other way to say
it. There's no other way to say it. I was trying to think of a kind of
unless you did caregivers of diabetics. But it's the same thing.
Yeah, the same thing. Okay, so I was trying to describe it to say from like almost like from one to another, like a diabetic care, so that's how it kind of flows. A parent of diabetic caregiver's guide to the top 6 strategies or 5 strategies. I think we said 5. The top 5 strategies that have helped this diabetic caregiver survive or thrive. Or be more available to the family, solving one of those problems, but by like personalizing it. But they know this is just not some bozo that came up with some stupid ideas.
Right.
Right.
What about just the diabetic caregiver survival guide?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. What do you think of that, Annette?
I'm writing it down.
Caregiver's survival guide. Yeah. Really catchy, really to the point. Yeah. Diabetic caregiver. That's the kind of phrase I was looking for. Because you can't say parents of diabetics, caregiver of diabetics, but diabetic caregiver. That's what they are.
Yeah, they are.
They're diabetic caregiver. You are. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jane. That was good.
That was great.
Simple, right there, and
right there, right in front of our faces, all the time.
I always try to get things down to 3 or 4 words.
Right, right, and that's what I was trying to do. And I was like, "What would you call yourselves?" And we're like, parents of diabetics. It's a phrase with the of in it. You know, it doesn't work. But diabetic caregiver, yeah, diabetic caregiver survival guide.
It's wonderful.
And then in the bullets, you'd have the benefits, right? so that you're alert the next day and so you can take care of this, so you can add more fun to your life again.
Right.
Did you come up with the five, because we narrowed them down, did you decide on the five or so that you're going to do out of the?
Yeah, I think we did seven.
Seven, okay.
I'm in the process of rewriting that. I started it that night. Of course, can't put my hand on it right now. I'm redoing it on the computer to the seven that we picked. So, yes.
Great.
And I'm working on getting in the how much water part. Okay. We talked about, you know, there because of all the coffee. Yes, being specific.
Right, exactly.
And I probably should put alcohol in there. I'm just going to call them dehydrating beverages, such as coffee and alcohol.
Dehydrating beverages, right? Exactly. Because people don't think of it that way. They think I'm drinking, so I've got plenty. Yeah. Right. I've had half my body weight or more in fluid ounces of coffee and alcohol. No problem. Okay. And then in terms of what I would also have you do is look at some of the layouts of opt-in pages that really grab you. They're a dime a dozen. Just open your email. Somebody's going to send you to an opt-in page. Go on Facebook. And then look at that. And as if you can find them targeted to that audience, great. But you know, any of them that just appeal to you that you like, you want to read more, right? And see how they're structured, see how the phrases and think, okay, how can I grab these in, right? What kind of phrase can I put in there that's going to, and even subtle tweaks to a line, to a subhead or a head can make all the difference in the world that you, instead of just flipping past it, you go, oh, wait, that has something for me, right? Yeah. And the layout's important too. And if you go with the Thrive thing, I'm sure they have a mobile-friendly layout because you don't want to have this thing that looks really god-awful on a mobile because that's where most people are going to look at it.
Right.
Yeah.
Although my audience does laptop more than mobile.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I would have thought the opposite given that they are.
I would have too, but right now I get way more looks from the laptop. But that could change. I still need it to look good on mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that the thing to be looking for when you're setting it up is the position of the register now button. Because when you put it in and it looks fine on your screen and then you put it on the mobile, it's buried at the bottom. So you want to have one that's within that first screen. So enough of a headline. Register now, then more detail, then register now or download now or whatever you're going to say.
Okay.
Because you know, people don't want to scroll through it. And if they're sitting at the dentist office and they go, oh, click, they don't have time to read the rest of it. They just like what it says. Whereas if they have to go scrolling to separate pages, it's that extra time.
Yeah, we give up. Yeah.
You give up. Yeah. Too much work. It's too much work. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Great. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah, 2 minutes or so left.
No, I think that's good for now. Good. I yield back my remaining time.
All right. Super. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
Yeah, that's awesome. Who else? Who wants to go next?
Yeah, I'm ready now. Sorry. Well done, Jane. That was a fabulous name.
That was perfect.
Mihaela says she'll go last. Okay. Mine is likewise copy for the page, for the squeeze page. Mm-hmm. And I'm still sort of toying with the idea of using my previous creating a new, but the new one would be foods to avoid, to find and banish brain fog. I'll swap those around to banish brain fog and end exhaustion. Probably be right. I said 10 to start with too many, but I think it's too few. So it'll probably be 5 or 7.
10 can be too many. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So say it again. I mean, I think the exhaustion, the sleep stuff was pretty critical with these folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think, you know, brain fog and exhaustion may be too generic. Because if you can hit them where they're getting it, like they can't sleep. Just a thought.
Right, it may aid to just, I mean, originally some thought, or I thought of a Busy Women's Guide to Sleep Through the Night. Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's just, it's in and out. It's...
Okay, well, let me know and I'll just type in anything that we need to. The Busy Guide Through the Night.
Yeah, I think the Busy
Women's
Sleeping Through the Night, if that's the problem that the majority of these folks are having, because, right, they're drenched in their whatever, then that's going to appeal to them. Oops.
Okay. Is that... even though it's not going to be the entire way to sleep night. Okay. A Busy Woman's Guide to Sleeping Through the Night.
Yes. I think, what does anybody else think? If you're a menopausal woman and you're waking up drenched every night, and you're not able to sleep and you're busy or exhausted, I mean, you can narrow the target audience further, the Busy Professional Woman's Guide, if you want to.
Yes.
If you think that, and that's who you want to attract anyway, so it's not like you're going to be pushing anybody away. Busy Professional Woman's Guide to Sleeping Through the Night.
Okay.
You see, you come up with a name, like a catchy 2-3 word name for the document. You know what I mean? Like that would be a subhead.
Like.
Thinking. Okay, Jane.
I'm having a hard time hearing. I'm stuck on that whole Sleeping Beauty. There's something about Sleeping Beauty and I'm thinking of a fairy tale. It'll come to me in a minute. Just keep talking.
Okay. Yeah. Because if you had a really catchy 2-3 word name, the Busy Professional Woman's Guide to Sleeping Through the Night.
Would be a subtitle to it.
Yeah. Maybe survival, right? Sleep survival guide. No, you don't want to repeat the word sleep.
You could have sleep survival guide and then sleeping later in the thing. Okay.
Okay.
So, attention.
6 to 7, not 12 or 20 or 40, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to bind in. Now, the bullets are going to be the benefits, right? The bullets are going to be the benefits, not the how-to. The book is going to have the how-to, and you're going to tie in your philosophy here. You're not going to just tell them, here, take melatonin, here, do that. You're going to tie in the causes, right? The stress, the effect of cortisol on the sleep, the effect of cortisol on the rest of the body, and tie in some of the other symptoms they may be having, and all the approach that you're going to take, because you're not going to just give them a bioidentical hormone and send them on their way, which is the approach they may be used to. So this is like where you get to indoctrinate them into your philosophy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And have some that are unusual. Like when I did my, you know, an increase your energy, jumpstart your energy little booklet, one of the first things I said was take a break from the news. And they're like, huh, I thought you were going to tell me what to eat. Right? So some of that stuff might be related to some of the other things that you're going to be teaching them to get them used to the fact and tie it together. So if they have a strategy session with you and you're going, you know, we want a 6-month program, I'm like, what? Why is it a 6-month program? Just give me a prescription. So they already know and they're connected and they like it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. And even if you make it, I just had this thought, you know, you have your menopause survival program, right?
Yes.
Pull out like from each of the modules in there, because you go through the stress, you go through all those pieces, the foods. Pick out some pieces. So make sure that you cover most of those modules so that you're able to tie it back again later. And remember that little freebie that I gave you, how we talked about this. The reason is that, and that's part of what we're going to be working on.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yes, absolutely. So
overnight survival guide. The nighttime overnight survival guide, or overnight, not survival, maybe not the right word. Okay.
I like what Jane was saying about the Sleeping Beauty part of it.
Sleeping Beauty.
And I'll let her do the title because that seems to be her strength. But then in my mind, what I was seeing was soft pastel colors as you put the program together. Because that's, you know, in Sleeping Beauty, it was a nice color.
Mm.
Soft pastel flowers or whimsical softness there.
Mm. Yeah, I could see that beautiful picture of somebody just laying in this feather bed, and, you know, floating in a cloud. Yeah, I like that idea. And also that way, if you tie in those pieces from your program, that's just an easy upsell, right? It's a $297 program, right? It's an easy next step for people, and you could easily send them to that in your indoctrination nurture sequence. And it's an easy investment, especially for a professional woman. $300 is a drop in the bucket, right?
Yeah.
They may balk at $3,000. But once they go through the program and they see what they get to do, and then you can tie your private stuff back to the program. Like, you can have an upsell. They buy the program and then you have an upsell to, you can add, you know, some private coaching sessions with me for just a little bit more. And then you're not like doing the full on, like you were taking them on as a full on private bioidentical, et cetera, person, but that you would just be guiding them through the program, right? And giving them homework. Okay, watch this video, and then not spending a lot of time trying to explain it all to them. I'm just brainstorming ahead, right? Because you want this to tie in. What's their next call to action? Their next call to action is to invest something.
Beauty Sleep Secrets.
Beauty Sleep Secrets. What do you think of that, Allison?
That's getting there. I like it better than Sleeping Beauty. Because
yeah, with Sleeping Beauty, I was like, yeah, with Sleeping Beauty, I was having this visualization of what Sleeping Beauty looks like when she wakes up, and I was trying to figure out going that angle, and then I just switched the words, and I'm like, what about beauty sleep? So you can go either way.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like that. Hmm.
Or how to have deep beauty sleep, or your tips. Yeah. Some compelling word.
Yeah.
Appeal to that.
Survival.
So survival is, you know, survival is like Maslow's. It's low on the totem pole, right? The beauty, poise, the ease, the grace. Yeah. Those are higher on the, you know?
Yeah.
And when you can tie back.
You sleep secrets. The busy woman's sleep through the night. Yeah. And are you suggesting, Sally, is my menopause course, or that I do a short sleep course?
No. Because it's all tied together, right? You tie this all to sleep, but the sleep stuff is not just going to be about taking sleep herbs and, you know, dimming the lights and all that great stuff anyway, right? And that could, a lot of that can go under enhanced melatonin production. Here's how. But you want to be able to see that this is one symptom that's part of a big picture, and that they can't just approach it with the little telescope and go, oh yeah, I'm going to approach it with this angle. And that's the beauty of giving them something free, that you're approaching their top of mind problem by having them see the big picture, right? Does that make sense? It's kind of like, yeah, think about how I do it with sweet spot, right? Oh, you've got belly fat, you've got all these symptoms, but you know what? You probably have a blood sugar problem. So you're tying the sleep issue. Of course, they know it's a hormonal problem, but they you want to get them to the point where they know that their hormonal problem isn't happening because you just turned 50. It's happening because your body's out of balance. And these are the steps we're going to take to restore the balance. So I don't know what everybody else thinks, but I just think it's natural. You already have this program. I'm trying to get you quick to the gate.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And you, you're just your tendency, because you're this, you know, you want to make little things bigger, and I don't want to see you make it, I'm going to make another course. No. Let's use what you have already.
Okay.
Right? Then tie that into your higher end program, which your ultimate goal is to get them into a 6 month to a year mastermind, you know, a group coaching program. Let's think in terms of the end results. Start with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. Is that what Stephen Covey always said?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And that's it. And you've already got it. So how do you use it?
Yeah.
Right? Maybe you clean it up and it gives you the opportunity. You keep saying, oh, I'm going to clean it up and then I'll offer it. No, offer it and then clean it up.
Yeah.
Right? Because then you have to.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fabulous. Thank you.
Fabulous. Great. Thank you. Who's next? Jane or Mihaela, one or the other.
Yeah, I don't really have anything right now. I think for the next one I will, because I'll have copy to go over.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for your input. You've got some good insights and stuff. Creativity. Great. Thank you. And Mihaela, how can we support you?
Mihaela did type in the text that she has to take a few minutes to take care of the family. She was going to go last. So maybe that she's still away from the computer for the moment.
Okay, let's see. Where's the chat? Conversation. Let's see. I'll go last. I have to take a few minutes. Okay, I can't even tell when she did that because I'm on the iPad and it doesn't show timing. Okay, so anything else we all just want to discuss as a group while we wait for Mihaela to come back?
Actually, you know, I have a question for the group.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear from women's perspective, what we're tackling a diversity issue right now. You know, how we're working on bringing diverse people into an organization. So I'd be kind of curious as to, from your perspective, from all the women on the call, what does diversity mean to you?
Personally, I hate the word diversity because I interpret it as anti-white people.
Mm.
I don't use
good feedback. Good feedback.
Because usually when you're saying diversity, it's all of it. I know it's supposed to bring everybody together. But I was at a college tour with my kid and they kept talking about diversity, diversity, diversity. And I was looking around the room and it dawned on me what they really were saying is we don't want the white kids, we want all the minorities. So I have a very negative connotation. Mm.
Interesting perspective.
It does really have a very male, white male dominating effect to it, yeah.
Yeah. And how are you using it? Are you looking at when you are hiring people, or are you looking for diversity in the people you attract?
So one of the things we're trying to really clarify with diversity when they're saying diversity, and they're actually coming up with different terms, and one of the things that are happening in organizations is they're trying to solve diversity by having all these separate groups like women's groups and African American groups and LGBT community. But what it's doing is it's creating more diversity, right? Because it's creating judgment and still a characterization of a certain type of person. Where yeah. what we're trying to get across is that diversity is not just in sex or color, but it's in ideals and skill sets and, mm-hmm. You know, looking at other people's perspectives and being open and being creative. So that's kind of more what we're trying to get across. And I think what companies are starting to realize that they're trying to accommodate, but they're creating more diversity.
Yeah. So I wonder, or adversity actually by the wording, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the male. And so our audience and hiring managers is really mostly white male because that's who's at the top. So we've actually approached a couple and they've been offended by it. It's a matter of, you know, what words are good words to use so as, you know, not to defend the whole population. But we're looking, when we're looking at diversity and defining diversity, because it's not as adversarial in the corporate market using that word. It's how it is brought forward, you know, in a conversation. And the name of our company is Lead Her. It's leader, but with her, H-E-R.
Mm.
And so it's coming across so that we're not, you know, telling the men that, you know, we're going to replace them, but that we want to be cooperative and work with them. So we're trying to figure words and, you know, phrases that will be inclusive rather than exclusive, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think it's hard with that because I find that just mentioning that puts everybody at dis-ease, you know, dis-ease. But because if you hire someone, then you're like, oh, are they hiring me because I'm diverse with what they have and not necessarily because of me and who I am and my skill set? And then if you don't hire somebody, oh, are they not hiring me because they're going to hire someone who's, you know, got more diversity than that? So I think it's almost like you don't want to label it. You just want to demonstrate it. So for example, somebody that's new on our team said, you know, I noticed that something about some of the pictures we've used or something, that there's not a lot of diversity. Like there's just, it's mostly, you know, white women. And that when you use your branding and your colors and your graphics, that you do show, like we try really hard to show groups with men and women, like as opposed to just women, because we don't want to alienate. And we try to find things that have pictures with other ethnicities, et cetera. I think it was not that she was saying it wasn't on our, it was somewhere, I can't remember where it was. It was just, oh, maybe looking at the pictures of classes or pictures of groups. I don't know. I think we have a fair amount of diversity in our groups, but I think it's like it has to be unspoken and shown versus spoken and labeled. Do you know what I mean? That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, except that it already is being labeled. And what's happening now is that because of the She Too movement is that they're being called out on the table, and it's actually affecting corporate profits if they don't show that they have some kind of a diversity program. So it's a matter of, you know, being able to communicate and not alienate, you know, but at the same time, that's the language they're talking, and that's what they're putting on websites, and that's what they're asking for in recruiting.
Yeah.
And it's really for us on how to explain how are we going to have a diverse client, a candidate, but at the same time, we want a qualified candidate.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
but we're also but we're also being thoughtful in that, you know, it is a fact that women and ethnicity are the last ones to look at in an application. They don't look at them. They literally throw them aside.
Wow.
And they go after the male, and that is a fact.
Wow.
And so what we're saying is we're coming forward and we're doing careful consideration of everyone. And that's what we want to bring forward.
Right. Right. And yeah, see, we're hiring people who have the right qualifications. Because,
right, and not ignoring.
Can I just say a little bit?
Of the population?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it, Allison.
I've had diversity training with the CCG, which is NHS management, and also as a GP. And to me, I was quite head up. And, you know, I'm used to sort of saying others as you would like to be treated. But the trainer with the GP training said you should treat others as they would like to be treated. And that was really interesting because it's subconscious. And we assume that other people want to be treated the same way as we want to be treated, but that isn't necessarily so because of the different mm-hmm. cultures mm-hmm. involved. And also, I've got several transgender male to female friends who are members of the Professional Speakers Association, which is the equivalent of the NSA, and other friends like that as well. And diversity is about in inclusiveness. It's about not alienating people by exclusion, by not considering them, by not mentioning them. And I know political correctness can sometimes go to extremes, yeah. you know, and it's very difficult with niching because, you know, we know that we want to be in certain directions, but there are rules about putting adverts out. So say for my network marketing company, I wanted busy business women to who were looking to move sideways, that sort of thing. You actually can't advertise a job that is saying male or female. So it's quite interesting mm-hmm. knowing how to translate that. But diversity, it doesn't alienate me at all because I've had the training and because it's so much accepted part of every corporate. You know, everybody has to consider diversity and share diversity in the UK nowadays.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm anti-diversity. It's the word.
Yeah.
That word just,
I think it's more, especially in the education system, because I hear you, I think it's how they actually have tried to diversify and it in a very unfair way. Education.
Hang one second. I'm going to get at this. Hang one second. I'm going to get at this. Oh, good. I'm sorry. I gotta get out. And no, I don't want to end meeting. I want to leave meeting. Okay. Sorry. I had to switch to my phone because it was telling me I only had like a couple of seconds left of internet. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Now I'm on my phone.
Well, I appreciate that discussion and that feedback because that's where we are right now. Because we're having to present to male, female, you know, and in the corporation, and this is what we're coming up against.
Yeah.
Even though they want it, but when it comes right in their face, then they fight it. So this is what we're working on in our branding. So I appreciate it, but I got to run.
All right. Good luck at your haircut or whatever you're doing. Have fun. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. So is Mihaela back? Now I have to get used to this one. Participants. Mihaela, are you there?
She's still muted.
She's still muted. Okay. Well, if there's anything else that you guys want to discuss, we can. And if she comes back within the next few minutes, great. And if not, we'll catch her next time.
Now, Allison, the letters that come, Dear Sir, Madam, don't bug me that much.
Hmm. Do people send those? Are those not as?
So this was years ago, and he was offended that they put "madam" as an option because he was so male chauvinist. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, see,
so my PhD professor didn't like letters addressed to Sir Madam because the very suggestion that it might be a woman receiving this letter, he thought that they should all be addressed Dear Sir, whether you were a man or a woman.
Yeah, see,
that is just progress. Yeah. And likewise, yeah. I think you will feel less offended by the word diversity as it becomes more in common usage as it is in the UK now. Because it doesn't mean anything except we are recognizing all different races, cultures, sexualities, genders. That's
the meaning. Well, like I said, it's not the meaning of the word, it's the word. How, because the way it was directed at us over, I mean, every college was, well, the major, a lot of them were that way. It was real obvious they didn't want white kids.
See, that's the thing that happens when you go the, that, where you're thinking of people as quotas, right? You're not just looking at who's the best qualified for this. And yeah, if your organization ends up being a bunch of 50-year-old white females because they were the best for the job, you shouldn't be penalized for that.
Yeah.
Right? Or, you know, 17-year-old black males, whatever, whoever is best for the job. But we see that. It looks like, oh, well, all the janitor jobs are going to, you know, the young people of color, and then all the high-end jobs are going there. Why? Well, in, you've got to have the freedom to be able to choose the right people for the job and not have to meet a quota. And yeah, that's why I get opposed to that, the whole concept of it. Like, can't we just all be grown up and, like, just start treating everybody as everybody's just a person? You know what I mean? And, but that's not going to happen because that's like a world where there's sanity, and that's not really a world we live in right now,
sadly,
which is very sad.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
It's like, who's the best for the job?
Yeah. It was tough to sit in some of those meetings.
Really? Wow.
Like Trinity was huge. Trinity over in San Antonio. I mean, I looked at her after that and I'm like, we're out of here because I'm not paying a dime to the school. They don't want your pale little self. Let's go.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I was with a very liberal friend, and she was like, why did I feel uncomfortable in there? She was, it really didn't feel welcoming. And I go, because they don't want your white kid either.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, you're right. I mean, it was just blatant in our face. So.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. To me, I just don't, like, I don't think in those terms. My son was interviewing me for a thing at school, and he was asking me a lot of questions, and the questions started to go towards, you know, the sexual things in the workplace, and then it went into the whole concept of how do I feel as a female entrepreneur, and did I feel like I'd been discriminated against or female in the workplace, and I said, well, I don't, because I don't think in those terms. I just think of, here's who I am, here's the qualities I have. Maybe I'm just deluding myself, but I just don't think that way. And where there were situations in my life where I felt like there was a discrimination, like I was out of there. I was like, you know, treat me this way, goodbye, I'll go get a better job. And I think a lot of it is a lot of women and minorities are brought up to like feel that they're inferior. And so they kind of expect that treatment. But I don't know, the whole quota system is what I think of when I hear the word diversity. Yeah. Oh, we got to meet our diversity quota for this month. And you're white and you're the best person for the job. But sorry, I can't hire you. Right. Yeah. And it, obviously, I'm very opposed to the opposite direction where, wow, this person's really qualified. But, oh, you know, they're Hispanic or they're Muslim or they're whatever. They're gay. And we can't, we don't want to do that. So I don't know what the answer is. I think we could discuss it till we're blue in the face, but.
Right, right.
Yeah. Mahela, are you back?
Allison.
I'm off, everybody. Bye.
Bye, Allison. All right. So we're going to end the call. I don't know what the recording's going to be like because I switched
devices. Oh,
Mahela, she's back.
Go to end the call.
Allison's getting off, but Mahela's back.
Oh, she is back.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Mahela?
Yeah.
We were just stalling time waiting for you to come back.
Sorry. I had to go for a few minutes, but.
So what do you need help with?
Well, so I'm not going to keep you this time. So last time we were talking about the two programs that I have. One was the weight loss, like looking at the genes and doing all right. That stuff. And I didn't have time to sit down and put the opt in together to see what would I do to lead to that.
Yes.
And the one that we actually did work on, I think would match better with my other program where I actually do a purification program that would cleanse the liver and all the elimination pathways. And so I think I'm going to stick with what we talked about, and then I'll connect that to the purification program. Yeah.
Yes, as long as I don't care what you do, as long as you have something you're leading them to and you're not trying to jerry, like we're going, well, how can we lead that to the program you have? But if you already have a program like that that you're offering, great. Yes. And yeah, and you'll have another opt-in for the genetic one.
Right. I need to sit down and talk about that. I mean, think about that to see how I can connect the two, like the opt-in to the that program. But so I have a little bit of so the attention part. This is what I came up with to attention women who fear and dread their periods.
Mm.
Is that? Before I had women with debilitating periods, but I think the fact that
women who fear and dread their periods. Women who fear and dread. I think it could work.
Because that includes a lot of symptoms. I mean, you know.
Right. The bloating, the irritability, the lack of sex drive, the cravings, the food, the gaining weight. I mean, there's a lot of things there as opposed to the painful, debilitating.
Yeah.
I like it.
And then I said, imagine expecting your period without the fear and anxiety that it will wreck your day and your plans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so then my free gift would be 5 nutrients and herbs that reduce discomfort of debilitating periods, or maybe I can.
Well, now you go into debilitating again. So right. I would leave the debilitating into the bullet points. Like this will help you if, you know, you dread your period because you've become a cranky person that nobody wants to be around. Yeah, the pain is debilitating for at least the first 24 hours and you just wish it would go away. You crave chocolate and you can't control yourself and you always end up gaining weight and feeling bloated and don't like how you look. You know, those would be the problems. As far as the promise, right? The promise is that they're going to not even notice that they have their period other than the bleeding.
Okay.
You know, something like that. But when you lay it out, this is what I find. If I just talk about it, okay, this and that. When I finally lay it down and then I start moving, like do it in a Word doc or something like that. When you start moving things around, actually do it in a Google doc and then you can even just share the link and I can go in and help you tweak it. That makes it real easy. If you guys are sharing stuff with me, the best way is as a Google doc because then I can go in and make my comments right there. I don't have to download it. I don't have to save it. And I got help with something that I was working on the other day and was like, oh, they tweaked it just the right way. I really liked it. Yay, I'm going to use it. You know what I mean? So if you create a Google Doc and I'll just create it in a shared space. I'll just put it so that it's real easy when I go in my Google Docs to find it, but just send me a link. And so you want you have your attention grabber. You want your, you know, kind of a promise in the headline. Then you want the bullet points. You can always add a section called "This is for you if." You don't have to have that. It could be very implicit in there, but this is for you if, blah, blah, blah. Your periods are painful. You're cranky and irritable. You gain weight. You can't stop eating chocolate. At this webinar, you'll learn, but you can also just take those and incorporate them in. Not webinar. I have webinar in my brain because I'm working on webinars, but in this document, you're going to learn these five herbs, whatever you'll name it, the five herbs that help the periods, you're going to learn. And then you pull in those points, but you have to make sure that one of the points that you make is the toxicity, because that's where you want to get them to go.
Okay.
Okay. And then in the beginning of your book, you're going to talk about, well, why are your periods such a nightmare? Talk about the toxicity, your connection with the, estrogen and the liver and all that. And then you give them their tips. And then there's an easy flow from there. You know, wouldn't it be nice to not have painful periods anymore? You know, flow them into a strategy session or something that would help you with the getting them to the next step after that. Now, when the program you're talking about is a one-on-one program, right, where you work with them one-on-one and you take them through a process, or is it a group?
Yeah, I can do that, or I can do a class. So I do have a lecture on what is involved in that detox purification. Okay. I talk about each ingredient and how that would help.
Yeah.
And why we need to detox. Like, you know, it's basically if you live, you need to detox because, you know, like getting your nails done, it's toxic.
No, that's great. I like that. Lead them to a webinar that you can do, whether it's live or recorded, that would be ideal because then you can lead them to a strategy session or a higher end program.
Yeah, because I have that. I work with one of the reps from this company, and it's all based on herbs and plants. And he actually came, and I gathered a group, and he gave the talk. But he gave me all his slides. He's like, you do it. Do whatever you want to do with it. So I'm like, all right. So I'm planning to use that. And because I really liked it. It was very succinct in why should you detox? And then when it goes into the detox, it talks about the ingredients. And it was just herbs and vegetables and things like that.
Yeah. So.
I liked it.
So I'm thinking in terms of making this, like, because it's going to be an opt-in and they can make it evergreen, that you can just write at the in the end the call to action. Hey, you know, if you want to go more into detail, we mentioned how important cleansing is and detoxification and all. And I have this free webinar training. You can click here for more info. And then it would send them to register for it. And that way you don't have to worry about, oh, I changed the date and you said it was live and it was on this date and you have to go edit everything. And then you send them there and then they just register for that, whether it's a webinar or it's an in-person class.
Okay.
I like it. Okay. It flows really nicely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I decided to do. And the other program is still excellent. I just need to think of.
No, I just had a thought on how you can connect them, right? So a lot of people, they don't lose weight because they're toxic and the body's holding on to the fat to protect them from the toxins that it doesn't want to let go of. So you can tie that in and talk about, then you can make the connection, and everybody has different ways of detoxing their pathways. Some might have pathways blocked because of genetic things. And sometimes people, when you learn what your genetics are, you learn what things to avoid and what to do in terms of blah, blah, blah. And I put together this weight loss program. So if you're struggling with your weight, the next step from here might be to do this genetic weight loss program.
That's right. Oh, yeah. So I can funnel it, basically.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then you've got, because how much the cleanse is, it's a lower price, right? Lower price point.
The cleanse is much lower price, yeah.
Yes.
Like the cleanse itself, just to get the herbs and there's a smoothie involved, and it's all natural, all plants based, and some herbs and fiber. And so with that, that's 100 and some. And then I was like thinking to offer it for like 300, but it's a 3-week program only.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure I can do an hour with me or maybe two sessions of half an hour and then do like a health assessment.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Cause then in that, make sure that one of those times that they meet with you is at the end to evaluate how far have you come? What's your next steps? And what's your next steps, if it's appropriate, would be either, you know, going into a 3-month complete hormone balancing program with you or doing the genetic weight loss.
Yeah, that's great. And then maybe I can say, like, if they want to connect with me in between, maybe I can increase the price. if they choose that program.
So offer one thing and then offer upsells. So if you confuse them at the beginning and they have to make a choice, do I want this? Do I want extra calls? They get confused. So instead, what you do is you offer the FLET program. It's an affordable price. You give them all the benefits. And then in your back end, whatever you end up deciding for your back end to send emails through, then you're welcoming them and thanking them and letting them know that, you know, if you've got two calls with me, you can use them as you, but if you're a busy person and you would like to have a few more and you want to really fine tune some of this, I'm available. And here you can buy a package of three calls or two calls or whatever you want to sell it as.
Okay.
But as an upsell. Okay. If you give people too many choices at the beginning, they get confused and then they don't take action.
That's true.
Mahela?
Yeah.
The word debilitating, since you can Google that as in a thesaurus mode, and you can get other options for the word debilitating.
Okay.
Great. Because you can repeat it in multiple places throughout in different ways to connect with people. So you don't sound like you're repeating and repeating and saying the same thing over and over again.
Right.
Yeah. Good idea. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. I like the way this is shaping up. This is great.
Yeah. So I've been thinking a bit about it, but when you're at work and talk to patients all day long, you can't really think much. So today was the day.
Well, you can though. Wait, think of it differently. You're talking to patients. You just said this. You're talking to patients all day, so listen carefully to their language. Don't you try to figure anything out, but just, and make a note after each time you're, oh, wow, she said that this way. That's an interesting way to say, oh, he said that this way. And that can support you in writing the copy. So really look at that being with people all day long like that as an amazing opportunity to do market research.
Yeah, especially at this pharmacy where I was the last 2 days, everybody's on hormone supplementation. Mm-hmm. So, and when they are short of it, they call us and they're like, I cannot be without it because. So, I know.
That's funny.
My family needs it. So,
yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
Yay.
I'm getting more clear on.
I hear that. I hear it. And the more clear you get, the more clear you speak, the more people are going to be attracted to say, yeah, I want to work with you on that. That makes sense. It totally explains my life. Yeah. So that's why I say, listen to what they say. Cause the words, you want to feed them back your words. The mistake a lot of folks make, including me, is we convert their words to medical ease or, healthcare ease. And then it doesn't relate to them.
Yeah.
Do they say debilitating? Do they say exhausting? Do they say, you know, like Lynn always says, bone, whatever, crushing, tired. Do they say, do they relate to that? They may not say it, but they hear it and they go, oh, wow, that describes me.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's true. Good advice. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Great. So, what's one commitment you guys are going to make? Annette, you're going to have your opt-in done by tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Not the technical part, but the wording. And put it in a Google Doc and share it with me. You guys know how to do that? Put things in Google Docs?
Yeah, I was going to add that. I'll send it to you in a Google Doc.
Perfect. So do that, and we'll just put stuff in there. That'll make it real easy for us to share and for me to make notes and stuff.
Okay.
And where should we share it with you? Should we on Facebook or where?
Oh,
where?
You just send me an email. Share it with, I think you can just share it with Rita Marie at drritamarie.com.
Well, actually.
If not, because I think that's linked up to my Google, but if not, do both and I'll let you know if I get it in both places. drritamarie@gmail.com is the Gmail account, but I'm pretty sure it's hooked up. Because I don't even look at that email. I just use it for Gmail and my calendar.
Well, you had told us on Saturday when we get our text for the opt-in to post that to the group for everyone.
Yes, you definitely can post it to the group.
So
you can post it there and just put if you want other people to share and look at it as well, just post it there. Absolutely. Yeah. But make sure when you set up the doc that you have it as anybody with the link can view. I don't know that you want them to edit, but you might be able to set it up as anybody with the link can view or comment. And then they can't change your text, but they can actually make comments in it.
Okay. But I could actually do it. I could send it to you in a Google Doc and then also post it on the group.
Yeah. You could post the link to that same Google Doc in the group.
Okay.
Just make sure that, because if you want me to edit it,
yes,
not just comment, because I can, you know, I could copy paste, like, oh, in this section, how about if you say it this way? I won't mess up your original because I don't know if you like what I do, but it would make it easier for me to be able to just do that. So make sure that you tag me as one of the people that's eligible for editing.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sounds good. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Mahala, for the
You're welcome.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.